Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Treat you like a bougie. I'm treating you all like my bougie trophy bride. I'm going to treat baby girl. I'm going to get you whatever Baywatch bathing suit you want and Recessy Annie doll that I can get horny in front of Nicole Eggert. I got a great text from my friend. My friend Karen, who wrote Legally Blonde, sent me a text.
Your friend wrote Legally Blonde.
She wrote Legally Blonde. Wow. She listens to this podcast.
Whoa.
Say hi to Karen.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, it's an honor.
And she said this. This was her text to me this morning. Did Nicole Eggert need to keep her SAG insurance? Hello, and welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arta Marie, and coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. For those of you at home who didn't laugh, or anybody here, it's like, why was she on this episode? Did she need to keep her SAG insurance?
It never occurred to me, and I hope that that was the case. She got her hours in.
By the way, it's hard to make your insurance anymore. It's hard to actually make enough hours.
Also, SAG is so lousy.
Yes. Anyway, here we are. My name is Arta Marine, and you guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I missed doing the podcast last week. Tana, wasn't it fun doing the guest, the Tweet of the Week superstars? How fun was that?
Yeah, it was really fun.
It was fun seeing them all, meeting them all. It was like...
It was really great.
It was like the fun version of the Caitlyn date, like a support group, but fun in a way.
If anyone's wondering, the second half of the episode is on our Patreon.
Yes.
People were asking.
Yeah, so if you want it, so it's our, we've held it hostage. You're forced to come
over.
You
pay us $5, okay?
You want it? You give us your $5. Also... We are about to start Summer House this week. I've never watched an episode, and we have a Summer House expert, Brendan Smith, who's been on the podcast many times. He's obsessed with it. He's going to walk us through the ins and outs of Summer House. I'm also a Summer House virgin. And then the next show we're going to do is Australia Bachelorette with the first bisexual lead with men and women competing for her.
Yeah, I can't wait for that one.
Can't wait for that one. All right, with me today, I'm going to start to my right, is a man that really stole the hearts of... America.
Thank you.
The women of Dynasty Typewriter. Oh, we're going to do another live podcast probably at the end of March. We haven't picked our date yet. Will you guys all join us?
Only if a new variant's here. there's a new one I'm in. I want to get them. I'm trying to get them all.
This is a man that he is the host of one of the most popular podcasts on Earth. Your website says...
universe.
You guys get over 5 million downloads a month.
Oh, we fudge all that stuff. That's all. That's number fudging.
And he was a writer for Arrested Development. He was a writer for You're the Worst. He's a brilliant stand-up comedian. And he's a cat dad of a cat named Jose.
That's right.
He's grieving today because his team lost last night.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about in any way. So.
And he loves tea. And he was a beautiful baby boy in England before he became a vampire with an above ground pool. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend Gareth Reynolds.
For someone who doesn't know what you're talking about, they're probably very confused by that I'm a vampire with an above ground pool.
Well, they had to have come to our
I agree. Yeah.
Our live show where
join
Gareth,
the Patreon gang if you want to know the truth.
Well, that he had to he competed for my heart and he was
lost.
The runner
laid it all out there.
By the way, you don't know Carl and I might be broken. Oftentimes the runner up swoops
you
in.
You don't know if Dracula's moved on.
I'm sure he has.
Well,
I'm sure he has. Yes,
things aren't good. No,
Dracula calls me Yarden. later on, there's a fan who addressed an email to us called Yarden, and there's a gift for the Tweet of the Weekers. And it was just to Yarden because somebody was concerned that I didn't sleep, and there's a gift for people because of they were worried about Yarden, and they said that I should have picked Dracula.
Well, listen, I mean, look, we don't need to Al Gore, George W. Bush. This it happened. We made a decision, and we all move ahead. What's the worst that could happen?
I could, you know what? There's an old contestant named Chad who makes his living by having sex in front of Chris Harrison's house for his OnlyFans in a Hummer. That's the worst that could happen.
Chad? Big crazy Chad?
Yeah, that's the worst.
He's on OnlyFans?
Yes. Are they hiring?
Sex? Yes, and he does. And he goes, fuck you, Chris Harrison. I just had sex in front of your house in a Hummer, and you can't undo that.
That's the next Bachelor.
That is the worst that could happen.
Jordan and JoJo?
He also did it in front of JoJo and Jordan have been in the ads. He fucked in front of their house, and that's the worst that could, or the best that could happen.
That's their paradise.
Speaking of, you just heard a woman So he is you are our podcast Dracula, our Lothario, our evergreen Lothario. Across from me is our Secretary of State. She, you know her. I mean, she's actually catty corner to me. You know her from Criminal Minds. You know her from another period. You know her from DuckTales. You know her from her gorgeously symmetrical face. Our rookie, who is also here, knows you from something else, which I'm going to wait. I'm going to put a pin in it and let her tell you herself. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, my best friend, Padgett Brewster!
Hello!
Padgett, you look elegant. You look gorgeous.
I've decided to dress when I leave the house.
Where'd you get that jacket?
I don't remember.
So expensive, you don't want to tell us?
No, not at all.
No, she's on Amazon, she buys her jeans at CVS.
Honestly, I think I got it at Cost Plus World Market.
I love that place.
I like their stuff.
Great candy.
Great furniture. I was there Friday night. Friday night. Great furniture.
You must leave.
No. It's my Friday night.
Great tea.
Great tea. Great tea.
I only get tea.
You do have tea.
Okay, here we are. This is a woman who came in as our rookie of the year. She wasn't sure about it. And then she was completely hooked by the end of the episode and the podcast. You guys loved her. She's back. She's back and she's going to be here next week as well. She's a stand-up comedian. She has an album and a special called Glitter Cheese. She is the host of the podcast That's Messed Up, which we're going to put a pin in so you could say something to Padgett.
Yes.
She was in the movie King of Staten Island with Lothario Pete Davidson.
So wild.
And she has a brand new podcast called Enemies. Ladies and gentlemen, our 2022 Rookie of the Year, Lisa Traeger.
Wow, thank you.
What is this Enemies podcast?
I want to talk to people who don't like me, that I don't like them, people that are feuding, help people with conflict in their own life. Our first episode is with a friendship coach. She coaches female friends.
Okay.
Through fights and stuff.
Okay.
Because all these enemies refuse to be on it. I forgot that I'd have to convince people to come on.
Okay, who do you do it with?
It's me.
Okay, great. So
it's just me.
Can I come on and talk about an enemy from my past?
Yes.
Great, because I love you, so you're not my enemy.
Would they come on with you? Because that's ideal.
Oh, no. They don't know. I'm too New England to have anybody know that they're my enemy.
This is like sweeps the podcast.
Yeah, but like no one.
I know, but when you
say yes.
It's a difficult concept to implement.
You got to parent trap your guests.
Yeah, you got to parent trap your guests.
Or even one of my friends, we used to fight. I'm like, would you come on and talk about our fights? He's like, no.
People don't
want to do this.
Now, will you tell Padgett, you got very starstruck after the fact last week. So you tell us what your podcast That's Messed Up is about.
So it's Law & Order SVU.
There you go.
Yeah.
And our listeners also love Criminal Minds. And then we were thinking, and then I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't put it together sooner. But you're in two episodes. But one.
Did you get attacked?
The best twist.
What? No.
Attacked.
I don't know. SVU.
There's just a twist. She's like a government, like a high profile.
It was a district attorney.
Yeah, district attorney.
I buy that.
Okay. There's a twist, though.
Yeah, I'm not ruining it. It's such a good episode.
You're not a district attorney.
What's the twist?
It's so enjoyable.
You should go back and watch it.
Okay, wait. Say it, and then we'll cut it out. Say it, and we'll cut it out. What's the twist?
She's actually taking money from the criminals because her daughter has glass bones.
Oh, that's keeping it in.
I can't remember the name of the disease.
Then keep it in. Keep it in.
And don't be mad at me. I actually was in another one before that.
What with Brian Dennehy?
Brian, you did know that.
Oh,
amazing.
There you go. She got all
she's on top.
Execution and like they needed to get the old like a confession for the crime before he died.
Oh my
yes.
God. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Here we go.
You had a lot of Maloney action.
I sure did, and I like that Maloney. I really like, and I do a cartoon with Maloney now. He's in New York.
Yes.
And I'm here, but we zoom the rehearsals, like the table reads for this animated show called Captain Fall, and I play his wife. And a couple other characters. And so I'd never remind him that I've worked with him before.
Right.
But I love that guy. He's fantastic.
Isn't he having a zaddy moment right now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great.
What does that mean?
But he deserves it.
He's like a hot daddy. He's like a sexy daddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he did these Polaroid photo shoots of him like in like his shirtless and in sweatpants, like eating pizza and lifting weights.
sure.
Like you did. He recreated your photo shoot.
I was going to say, I thought I had that marked.
Yeah.
I'm the pizza eating weight guy.
Yeah, you're the shirtless pizza eating weight guy. Also with us today, but the two ladies, we could not do this without Ladies and gentlemen, there he is. There's the zaddy photos.
But all I've heard is he works very hard. He's brown rice veggies on set, and he's stretching a lot. And
yes.
I'm proud
Will
of
you
him.
Get some photos of us during the pod? Also with us is our production team and now our on-set photographers, Dr. Tana, Anna, Ariana, Hannah Montana, Banana, Dana, Hosnier, and Katie Levine. Hello.
Hey.
Look at that. How was your tennis game last night?
It was good.
We both play tennis. Guys, I'm a champion in the making. I'm trying to become a champion. Do I seem different?
Yeah, for sure. I think we all felt it's different.
Is it my aviators? Is it my glorious Dynam aviators and the hair bow that's making me seem...
I love the aviators. Are those prescription or are they just great glasses?
Prescription.
They're beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Where are they from? Warbly.
I'll send you a little link, Skis.
I love it.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Now, I'm going to throw first to Lisa because Lisa... Now, was your obsession with Cassidy or Shanae? Who was your number? Did you love them both as a duo? Who was your number one crush as the villain crush last week?
Well, I think I think Shanae, because even the top, we talked about this last time, but even Cassidy was like, this one's a nut. Like, she is fully unpredictable.
Yeah, she's a wild card.
And it's frustrating. It's tough to even watch.
By the way, but who knew her follower was equally as brutal? As the episode showed, her follower, the number two Heather, was equally as much of a maniac as Cassidy was.
You mean Shanae?
Who? Shanae.
I'm talking about Heather. Heather's the movie. One. Heather the movie, guys.
Oh.
Heather. Heather 1, Heather 2, Heather 3.
Oh, Heather.
I thought you eliminated Heather.
No, Heather's. The Heather's.
I'm
Heather's.
Lost.
Oh, the movie.
Okay. Yeah, the Mean Girls. There was the Heather 1, Heather 2, Heather 3. Number 1 Mean Girl would have been Cassidy. Mm-hmm.
Then I can't believe he let her go.
I know. So here we go. Cassidy was coming on hot. And then we found out last week she confided that she had a boyfriend. Friends with benefits.
Yeah, I was going to say, please.
Okay, he doesn't want her.
Very clearly different things.
Yes, and that it's going to, but she was here to make him jealous. She has a rose. So then Kate says, there is a person in this room who is grinding everyone's gears, and that person is Cassidy. That's the only time she spoke this entire franchise. And then Cassidy comes in and she goes, who has the rose, bitches? And then Sierra, who I'm obsessed with, calls her out. And then Clayton goes to Jesse Palmer, and it's like two hot guys that are like, like so confounded. Like, can I take back the rose? They have the same hairdo. And Cassidy is like, I don't think of myself as like smarter than most people, but I have a fucking rose. He clearly likes me. And so then Clayton's like, Cassidy, can I talk to you for a second? She goes, I already know what you're going to say.
You want to give me another rose?
And then he goes, are you seeing someone? Like, what the fuck did she think he was going to say?
We never found out.
I would love to know.
Me too.
So then she,
it was
so
different.
Then, so then he goes, she goes, I already know what you're going to say. And he goes, are you seeing someone? No, absolutely no. There is no relationship since 2019. No. And then she's like, so you're not speaking to anyone. She's like, Clayton, I have not spoken to a guy since 2019. And he's like, okay, do you not believe me? Like Gaslight Central. He's like, and then she's like, okay, look, fine. He's like, it's just not adding up. And then she goes, okay, look. This dude that I have been speaking to and FaceTiming with, he does not want a relationship. We FaceTime. And then he walked away. She's crying. She goes, I can't believe this is happening. I didn't do anything. And then Mara, with her Massachusetts accent, goes, the cocktail party? It is in limbo right now. Cassidy has a rose. And she's like, look, it was a guy I slept with a few times. And then she kissed him, and he didn't see it coming. His trust was shaken. And then they're like, she sucks. She asked me what my exit interview was going to be. And then he throws down the hammer and he sets her free. I'm going to throw it out to the table. Gareth, you're up first. Take it away.
That does not feel like throwing it out to the table.
Gareth, talk to me.
Her explanation of what this dude in her life was was so slow motionly. I was like, Jesus Christ, stop talking. everything she was saying was like she was just taking little, like, there's a man who, it reminded me of that Mitch Hedberg joke where he's like, I don't have a girlfriend, but I have a girlfriend, or I know a girl would be furious if she heard me say that.
Yes.
Where she clearly had a thing, she wasn't admitting it, then she had to soft admit it, and she just kept putting her foot in her mouth. And it was amazing. That was an amazing, that by, I was watching with my mother and she thought the episode was over. Because it was such an it was like, it was emotional. Then there was a rose ceremony. I was like, man, I don't need anything else.
It was such an exciting way to start an episode. Ugh. Like, it was.
What does your mom think of the whole thing?
She's furious. Hates it. Cannot. Yeah. Like, just very negative, I'd say.
Is this her first episode she's ever seen?
No. She somehow watched 20 minutes of the first episode. So she knew Clayton and she hated Clayton.
Why? Why does she hate Clayton?
She found his teeth problematic and his body was too much for her. She thought he was just too much of a human.
I could see that.
Yeah. Didn't like how tight all of his clothes were, which
She's right. By the way,
you could see him digesting in that set of pants. And his shorts.
Yeah. His shorts. I know. I'd never seen thighs like that. It's intimidating. It's a lot of a man.
So she was very, and the kissing, she was really not taking it well.
Okay, I mean, okay. Lisa, let's talk to me. Just coming in, any aspect of Sinead's bragging to the women that she has a rose, him pulling her aside, him asking her, saying 2019, the elimination, the kissing, the tears. Talk to us, Lisa.
I was shocked, and this gives me an insight that the producers aren't as involved as I thought, because I would want to keep Cassidy.
Okay.
Like, she's a nut. I was shocked when she got let go, and I love the drama, and I love, what is it, being hoisted by our own petard? I love that.
Perfect.
Like, being so cocky and then being out of there. But also, what the fuck, like, she can't have a friends with benefits. You're making out with everybody.
Yes.
Like, she can't have a casual guy that she's fucking. Yeah. She's a hot young woman.
Thank you.
So that's annoying.
I don't like people who play the field.
Yeah. Yeah, except for me in front of all of you.
Yeah, and he's cheesy. I agree. Like, he's cheesy, but then sometimes I fall in love with what he's saying, and
he's
I get it. And then he does the opposite.
Yes. Now, there was a person who was very upset who emailed in, who thought that we were being, that she liked Carl. She thought we were picking on Clayton. So I just want to just reiterate why we've, to me, the reason we've been asking a lot of questions about Clayton is for two reasons. One, we had an inside woman before the season even started who emailed us and told us that the women didn't like him. So we've been watching going, he seems, so if we're extra coming at him, we had like a mole, which we normally don't have. And it was like, so we've been trying to figure out what's so offensive about him because so far he seems okay. So I just want to clarify. And then there was overall the problematic fact that I think a lot of the country, like, this is not Clayton's fault. Like, he had an opportunity. He took it. This is, so our problem isn't with Clayton. It's the fact that ABC had an opportunity with the four finalists that were people of color, and they picked this a white gentleman that. So I think if we've been coming after Clayton, has been trying to figure out why the women didn't like him.
But also more offensive than the host looks exactly like him,
yes,
too. So it's like, okay, then let's get a different type of host.
But agreed.
It's like,
yeah.
These twin beefies.
By the way, and they keep and they keep bringing.
He's like the Hulk version of Palmer.
Yes.
Palmer mad. I'm Clayton.
And they keep bringing in the past women to be like, remember, we don't only have Jesse. There's also, do you want these hosts? Who do you like?
It's very confusing.
It's confusing. Okay.
Meanwhile, Chris Harrison's in his house and people are just fucking in front of him.
Outside in Hummers.
Yeah.
Making money.
Yeah.
Padgett, how wonderful was Sinead's opener of this episode? I mean, her denial of the... her face.
No, Cassidy.
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 Cassidy. Cassidy. They're the same woman to me.
I think... I totally get the idea that, well, you know, it's hypocritical for him to say you can't have seen anybody. I think his problem was that she FaceTimed him in the hotel during production of The Bachelor. So clearly the night before or the day that she stepped out of the limo, she was FaceTiming him and trying to make him jealous. So that is actually a relationship that is occurring. She's not there for him. So she did... She screwed herself. She hoisted herself on her own petard.
Very hoisted.
Yes. Which is a lovely phrase. I'm so proud of you. I'm
glad
you brought
it. That's really elegant. I forgot about that phrase.
Super hoisted.
What is it from? What is it from?
Probably Shakespeare.
No, just a friend said it to me once a few years ago, and I ran with it.
Oh, my God. That's the name of the episode, Hoist on the Own Petard. Okay. I don't understand. Or I will just, let me back up the bus. I actually feel like not only do I do understand, I feel like this season has actually been pretty fun. Like, I feel like this was a really fun opener. This is a classic Bachelor. I feel like they cast the women in a really fun, the villains are fun.
Mm-hmm.
They're very good at being villains in a way, and he's easily manipulated.
It's so funny that you brought up Chad, too, because what I thought watching it was,
yeah.
Shanae is the best villain since Chad.
She's a great villain.
And he turned out to be
mentally
unstable.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yes.
Wow, the guy, he was one having sex in front of the house?
Yeah.
Wow.
He ate all the protein.
Yeah.
He ate it out.
Right. He ate the meat.
Yeah, he got kicked off of Bachelor in Paradise. Like,
right.
He clearly is mentally disturbed.
Yeah.
He said,
you know what I mean?
Chris Harrison, as he left. That was his exit line.
Aged well, though.
He also shit his pants in Paradise.
And the whistling in the woods. And then he's coming after someone. Slow whistling, walking down the hillside.
He had whistling, he shat his pants, and he also said the phrase, "Life ain't all blueberries and paper planes."
Yes.
That was so chilling. Lisa, just think about it. This is you. I'm the future, ghost of future you. You're going to know all the ins and outs of these maniacs.
No, I can't wait to look up Chad because I can't.
Oh, yeah. Google Chad OnlyFans Homer Chris Harrison fucking.
Well, don't watch him fucking.
Oh, okay.
Well, make your own decision. You decide when you get there.
You know what? I don't know what you're
saying. Life's not all blueberries and paper airplanes.
Yeah, life's not all blueberries.
You gotta decide for yourself.
Okay, Tiana, Katie, what did you think of this opener with Cassidy? And you found a fun TikTok. Tell us about the TikTok you found.
Oh, yeah. I found a TikTok of Cassidy just like talking to herself about being, she'd be a great influencer and all this stuff.
That's how it works, by the way. You pitch yourself to America as a potential influencer.
Talk to yourself. It is like a really like rambling TikTok.
She doesn't give a shit.
Cassidy?
Yeah, it's really nonsensical. But no, this was a fun opener. I do want to say that I think it's okay for us to razz some straight white males every once in a while.
Agreed.
I think they've done quite well for themselves.
Yeah, they've had a good run.
We can be like, you cornball.
Yeah, they've had a now that I'm getting to know him, I will say, I think of him, and I texted this to Gareth. He's like a very, to me, he's like a nice ding dong who's a horny magpie.
Yeah.
So he's like, his dick is like divining water, but for like tits. So it's almost like whatever the shiny object is in front of him, if he has the opportunity to make out with it, he'll make out. Whatever's shiny and sexy in front of him, he'll just be distracted.
There it is. That big hand, that big thumb comes up, traps a little lady head, and he's in. Every time.
That big thumb.
I know.
It's a lot.
Him and the host look like thumbs.
Yeah.
Actually, the host also has elf ears. Have you noticed he also kind of looks like an elf?
No.
No.
Go look at the host. He kind of looks like an elf to me.
Their hair is, I was looking at their hair. The hair, they definitely go, they sit in the same hair chair. It's put straight up on the top. It's like tight. It's like high and tight. It's definitely gelled straight up. I can never remember either of their names. It's like,
what is the host?
Jesse.
Jesse. There we go.
Yeah, they definitely, but too Jesse big. Deal. That's like a ham hock with a thumb coming up to grab a woman's. Would you make out with Clayton, Lisa?
Yeah.
You would?
100%.
Do you want to make out with Clayton?
I would. I'm actually entering a hoe phase.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. So I would totally make out with him.
Have you not been in a hoe phase?
No, I've been in a really like nothing for a while.
Yeah.
A while. One thing I wasn't that into. And then in New Orleans, I hooked up with two people.
Yes.
And then today someone's coming to the house at 6.
This would sound like what Cassidy said to Clayton when she was talking about it. Like,
yeah.
There's someone coming to the house today. But besides that.
It's the lying, because that's the thing. There's so many amazing girls that like it's so easy to get rid of you for a minor infraction. So even if he just asked and she said, yeah, I had this friends with benefits, it's really casual, it didn't mean anything, I bet she could have gotten away with it.
Yeah,
yeah,
but she's
I agree.
Just too nuts.
When were you in New Orleans?
Saturday, Sunday.
This is 3 in a week. That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm gonna enter like I said,
I'm here for
this. I'm inspired. Yeah, I got inspired.
How was New Orleans? Anybody like cute and exciting?
Both great, fine. Never will talk to either of them ever again.
Wow.
So no roses handed out.
No roses. There were no roses.
No roses.
No roses.
I like to end that always with a ceremony whenever Well, I had a great night, but unfortunately I'm going to have to send you home. Can I walk you home?
On the road.
On the road, yeah.
At like a day's end. Yeah, but you have a tray filled with roses.
They're not even roses. This is just the stem of a rose. Can you take it?
I had the fun news. Wow, I have to find the address. I was at a hotel in Houston on Friday.
Yes.
My friend's living in there in the penthouse. house, and he said that they were filming The Bachelor there.
What?
And he would get done with work filming, come home, and everyone was just filming The Bachelor.
What?
And he said he was living like this wild life.
Why does your friend live in a hotel?
He got divorced. Oh. He's shooting something.
Yeah.
Is he the bachelor?
He could be. It was Clayton.
Is this
Clayton?
Whatever.
C. Baldwin Curio collection by Hilton.
Okay.
Oh, does that sound familiar?
Yeah. Yeah,
sure.
C. Baldwin Curio.
When were they filming?
Like
they're like recent.
C. Baldwin Curio collection.
Like someone with a physical deformity in the '20s,
all sorts of
outside of a burlesque hall.
Like, does this looks familiar?
Okay, let me put on my aviator.
Because maybe he's a guy and he thinks it's some other show. Maybe he doesn't know about, but he said Bachelor.
That looks familiar. I mean, that could be a Bachelor.
Sure. Wow. Someone's chased someone there and been like, don't go yet.
Yeah, I need to tell you something.
There's something I have to tell you.
Okay.
He is making money so that he has like some motorcycles and he's just like living a fantasy in a penthouse.
That's wow. Fun. So he's just like every night paying for a penthouse forever.
For months.
Wow.
Can I really quickly just say, I think it's totally fine to go on this show to become an influencer. That's fine. Like, I don't care at all if you go on there, but just like be more strategic about it. Like,
yes.
Don't, if you plan to be like even remotely an asshole, don't tell the other girls anything.
Yeah.
Just like be smarter about
be
it. So
smarter.
They will turn
just
on
like
you.
Just like Brendan did, our sweet, sweet Massachusetts roofer, he blew it by saying the plan on camera. Don't say the plan
they
on
should
camera.
Watch Survivor and learn some lessons and bring Survivor to the Bachelor.
Oh my God. Yeah. That crossover would be spectacular.
Yeah. They're too trusting or letting people know you don't like them, you have to be way more subtle to get away with it.
Oh my God, they need to go on your show Enemies.
Yeah. I would love that.
Okay,
I'm sure you could probably get a few.
You
of
could probably
girls.
Get Cassidy, yeah.
Yeah.
So then here comes, so we've gotten rid of Cassidy. She's crying. Obviously, she'll be in Paradise. She'll be fantastic in Paradise.
I think people are going to forget all about her. Sinead's going to be in Paradise.
Sinead.
So is Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Cassidy put in enough time.
Elizabeth is like a woman who... Elizabeth feels like a woman who, like, some weird stalker has this, like, locked and loaded on. And it's just, like, she just was the wrong place, wrong time. And just this woman is, like, a heat-seeking missile of destruction. And no matter what and he is too horny...
Yeah, he can't. He doesn't know what. It's amazing when they get lied to and they fall for it.
Every time.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Sinead is like, honey, Elizabeth is a bitch. I'm not going to say I'm sure when I'm not. She is the one that is opening up a can of worms. So then they have the rose ceremony. They cut the realtor. I believe they cut the lawyer that spoke all the languages, like the German. Did they cut her?
No.
They didn't.
Eliza's still there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she was great.
Did they cut?
Very memorable.
They cut the real estate agent.
Yeah.
They cut NC, the Persian-Korean.
Oh, they cut NC.
And then they cut
someone
another
start
person.
Marking these. What?
Okay, we need a real...
Can I say one thing, too? Because I feel like... And tell me if you feel this way or if you think it's perfect for the show. I feel like the full-length gown...
Yes,
competition can end.
It's dated.
It's so weird.
It's dated.
It looks like a mall fashion show.
Yes, it's
now.
True. They
like
should,
it doesn't.
I agree with you. I feel like they should go.
They should go cocktail,
or they should go for what they wear at like a rose ceremony in Paradise, like young, fun, cute.
Yeah.
So like what you'd wear to like a party or like a premiere, something
there's
like
something so
you would never
strange.
Wear like a gown, like a like a pageant gown.
Yeah.
If you had to wear a pageant gown, what cut would you wear, Lisa?
I would wear ball gown, hot pink.
Yes!
With
can't go wrong.
Strapless.
Hot.
Yep.
Strapless hot pink. Yeah.
Love that. Here for it.
Thank you for asking me.
Of course. What would your exit limo outfit be? Just so you know, mine would be, I would wear, as everybody on this podcast knows, a mullet dress. So it'd be short in the front, party in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be like brightly colored. I wore it on stage at our live show.
But I didn't notice her. I don't know what usually people wear, so I don't really have a
thing.
Well,
she was.
But I would wear
out.
A onesie sweatsuit.
Great. Love it. Here for it. Okay, so then Sinead goes, what's my next move? What's the next plan? What am I supposed to do? Let someone win? So then there's a group date. I mean, she's an amazing...
I don't think she's there for him.
Isn't she an amazing one, like, interview for the producers?
Well, I would just also, again, like, it's what we were saying before. Like, I would imagine that you would just keep the ruse going, even in the confessionals, that you would not. I don't know if they're prompted to do that, but it seems weird, like, during the show. Because if you do end up with him, you know, he would clearly at the end be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
She's doing the moo-ha.
Yeah, way too early. She's dropping the ball before she went in the end zone.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, get there.
So here's my question to you. Do you think psychologically she's doing that to ensure her airtime? Because if she was more subtle about it, she wouldn't get the airtime.
She's not into him. No. She's into the franchise, and I think she wants to go to paradise, and she has my vote.
By the way,
it's working.
But now, Padgett thinks she's the hottest thing since sliced bread. Do you agree? Do you have boner fever for Shanae?
I was diagnosed with boner fever.
Did you tell it to your mom and say, Mommy, I've got boner fever?
Well,
I need a bear aspirin.
Absolutely. He went to my mother right away and said, Mommy, I've got boner fever. I don't think I can watch this with you anymore. I definitely think she's very attractive, for sure. Yeah.
Who's your number one pick if you could date any of the ladies?
Oh, man, that's so hard. Boner fever. I don't know. I mean, honestly, I kind of like Gabby.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She's fun. She's the nurse that he was like, you're so funny. She had the aloe.
Yeah.
She's my number two pick.
She won the extra time at the beach.
Yes, which we get to because I didn't see her do anything funny at the beach.
I didn't get that.
But also dated Dean in college.
Yeah.
No, apparently she claimed that Blake is just claiming he dated her and they just casually hung out a few times.
So they made out. They made out.
I don't even think they made out because she's like, no, I did not see that guy. She's denying it.
She didn't kiss him or anything?
She claimed she didn't.
Fair enough. Okay, so then there's a group date. It says, I see you once again. To anybody that watched our live stream, they love a group trauma bond date. Tell us your worst. God, we had so many funny tweets about this that we'll get to. The tweets were on fire, you guys.
That was crazy.
The tweets were so good last night. Everyone was on fire. I think the week off, everybody was really jonesy. So first of all, last time we had a trauma bond group date, it was led by Nick Vial. Uh-huh. This time it was led by the therapist that is Caitlin Bristow.
She's so good.
You knew that she meant business because she was in a realtor blazer.
Absolutely. Yep. Very serious tone too. No fun tonight.
No fun tonight. So she was standing there and it's like, look, being vulnerable is like my friend Lisa is obsessed with the fact that they can't say vulnerable on this franchise. But I think I also can't say it because I don't say Clayton with a T. I say Clayton.
A lot of them say that. I say Clayton.
That's what I say.
I actually noticed it last night. Clayton. We talked about it in the last episode. Clayton. Some of them in the beginning of the sentence, they will say Clayton. And then in the end of the sentence, they'll say Clayton.
They're exhausted.
Never say Clayton.
No, it's Clayton.
It's Clayton.
Silent T.
Lisa? What do you say?
Clayton, always.
It's going to be Clayton.
The less work, the better.
Clayton?
Thummy.
What would you say? You got to say Clayton.
Clayton. Yeah.
Okay. How do you say the word vulnerable? How would you
Clayton.
Say
vulnerable?
Vulnerable.
Did you say Saitan?
Clayton.
What?
I thought we're only spelling Clayton. I can't read. Cut this out, Katie. Jesus.
Okay, wait. Vulnerable. Vulnerable.
How would I say that?
Because my friend says vulnerable. I say,
oh, no. That's
I say vulnerable.
We get it, asshole.
Oh, no, no. Vulnerable.
Vulnerable. Clayton's really vulnerable.
Clayton vulnerable.
How do you say it?
Vulnerable.
That sounds good.
They used a lot of big words like that.
Yeah.
Impressive. Honor. Honor to be in this trauma circle.
So they go on there's a thing of trauma bonding.
But none of them were actually vulnerable at all. It was all just terrible things that happened to them, not things about themselves that they're not proud of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fake vulnerability.
So they said, well, let's get to that.
She got abused.
I'm surprised Caitlin didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, but so just to expand more on that. What do you think about that? Like, in what way?
In what way they did it? Because it was moments you're not proud of, right?
Yeah, the question was, the specific question was, is there something about you that you are not proud of?
Parts of yourself that you're not proud of that you've put walls up.
Mm. And so it was like, I had a boyfriend who didn't like me and put me down.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with you?
I guess if she had vocalized, I allowed this to happen.
Right. Yeah.
But instead, it was, none of it was.
Yeah, it's true.
I had a failing here, or
I stole all of Pageant's china.
We knew it. That's the twist on the DA, isn't it?
Yeah, I set Gareth's pillow on fire.
You devil.
I cut Lisa's hair in her sleep.
Yeah. I wish they'd all been like, one time I beat the shit out of my brother.
Yeah, exactly.
So I killed my parents and got away with it. Oh, you want to go next, Erica?
I just wish this show had more depth.
Thank you. That would be fun. Thank you.
Right? Like,
agreed.
If they were cool, funny girls that were on the beach instead of reaching.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but you
just can't get it.
You're watching the wrong show.
So then we have Genevieve's talking.
I just wish a girl was like, yeah, you know, I felt kind of jealous, and so I acted on my insecurities.
Yeah.
That would
be
cool. And I stalked someone on accident. Something like that.
Exactly. Exactly. I made a letter bomb filled with this shit and, like, photos of them.
I skinned a man.
I shouldn't have done it,
but thankfully you guys let me be me.
I did it.
I hope I win the solo date.
I did it at the Magnolia Home section of a Target. Okay. So then we have Genevieve. She was in tears. She had self-sabotage. Hunter compared herself to other girls. She'd go to the gym. The guy told her she wasn't enough. She had to lose weight. She had color contacts. She had to change her eye color and hair. Serena starts crying because of Hunter's pain. She was small. She's always been small. It's hard to be small.
What'd you say, hun?
Then we have Melina. So she says, you know, women of color, we have to be more perfect just to be seen. I loved that. I know this might not have been then, but or at some point, and I didn't write it down at the time. He said, somebody was talking about growing up as a black woman in America. And he said, I want you to be able to share your unique upbringing with me.
Oh, my God.
What the heck, dude?
Well, that's a pretty unique situation, being a person of color in America.
A unique upbringing. I was like, wait, what? What are you talking about?
That's like what McConnell said the other day. Where he's like, it's how, you know, Americans vote and black people.
There are
people cool distinction.
Dumb Dumb is learning.
I can't. I know.
People.
So then Clayton is like, yeah, I also had a hard time. I like thought
my dad's a thumb.
My dad's a thumb.
It's
like,
so hard.
I didn't used to have abs, but then now I have abs and my weakness.
By the way, I was watching that with my mother, who when I was a fat kid kept telling me how I was not fat and like brainwashed me into being like, I can eat whatever for years.
Yeah.
Wasted lots of my time. And I was sitting there for that part looking at her like, well.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you a fat kid?
Yeah. But I related very much to Clayton in that moment.
You know what?
Yeah.
Thummy.
I feel like I brought it down to a weird level.
No. I was also
an energy change.
I was abs now.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. Sick abs. Sick. Too many. I got to get rid of them.
I love that these people are talking about like race and then like he's like, I one time didn't have abs.
I did appreciate that though because I do feel like I don't know. I feel like for me personally, it's nice for me as a lady to hear. Men say, I suffer from body image.
I agree with you.
Problems as well. Because it has been a revelation of late that men would feel that way.
Agreed.
Like I've been so, you know.
Agreed. I agree with you. Yes, you're absolutely
right. So I did
right.
like hearing it.
I did too. I will say there's a lot of upcoming really funny tweets about that.
I can't
moment.
Wait.
People were really nailing that, the inconsistency. But I agree with
you. Yes.
All right. Any final things about the trauma bonding? Lisa.
No, it was weird AA vibes and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it is. It was, they really brought it out early in the season. Usually the trauma bond group dates were like week five. They really did it. And again, just like I think as ABC knew there was a backlash, maybe they were trying to make him seem
vulnerable again.
Vulnerable.
Yeah.
Like, see this big hunky Superman, he's got soft, like, I think this is all building to make him like to show that he's sympathetic.
He sounds great. His actions just contradict everything he says.
Yes, agreed.
But
in what way? Let's
but
hear
I,
more.
When he was talking, even like, and I want you to feel open talking about that stuff with me.
Yes.
I was like, oh my God,
I know,
this guy's hot.
I know.
And then you're just like making out with the dumb, evil slut.
I know. He does it like in front of everybody on the group date for like 15 minutes.
Oh, Nicole Eggert was like tapping his shoulder, like, all right, guys.
You guys, because I agree with you. His words, he does seem great. And then. I every time though that generally the lead gets so horny they cannot help themselves that they get to make out with it. It's like a candy store.
But you can
store.
Just do it. You can do it. Just not in front of everybody.
That's right.
Just for that long.
Yeah. Oh my God. That was
gross. I would feel uncomfortable doing that.
What? Me too.
Let alone be oblivious. And then I'd be like, this is a fucking weird feeling for me. I'm not into it.
I agree with you because it's almost like he loses track of all time and space. Like he could just make out forever once
you're
a hot
just
lady's
standing there like, all right, dude. Like, yeah. She got her health care. Let's go.
I do think he means well, but he's just a very simple man.
Horny.
He's just like horny and he's just like
protein.
I want family. Mouse. I want a happy family. Yeah. You're like, yep. Okay.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
It's time to get sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout.
And we're back. Okay, so now we're going to the cocktail portion of that group date.
Right.
They're in the bank vault. I feel like this is at a hotel that I've done stand-up, like I've stayed in San Diego. There's a hotel that has like a bank vault in the basement that's like a cocktail area. I think I've been in that vault. I think it's in San Diego in the
no,
gas.
No, I thought they were all in L.A.
I know.
It's L.A. too.
They showed Spring Street.
I thought it was Westlake.
Okay. Okay. But you just never know.
I'm going to Google
within,
it.
Oh,
you're
right.
Still within
who
the
knows?
Driving
yeah,
circle.
Right.
Sure.
It's still.
But half the girls were still in Calabasas.
I know, but right. So you can still drive there.
You're right, you're
you can
right,
drive
you're right.
to San Diego for the day.
But then they went to Clifton's later.
I'm just saying.
Okay, you're right. It might be in San Diego.
I've been in that bank vault, and it looked like it was in the bank vault.
Got it.
So, but it could be downtown.
It's in downtown LA.
That could be downtown.
Oh, wait,
fair
no,
enough.
That floor is different. Oh, wait,
thank you. So then, so then Serene is like, I can't open up.
It's called Reserve.
Okay.
It's in downtown.
It's a club.
So Susie, who had done so well last week, and she had her one-on-one date. She was the wedding videographer.
Oh, yeah.
She's the one that people think look like our girl Debbie Ryan mixed with Hannah Brown. She's like, wow, we really have a strong connection, you know. And she's like, I liked hearing you. I also had body struggles that I've dealt with. And then they kiss. Like, there's no new information that seems to be exchanged with any of them. Like that.
No, it is so. It's just very. It is. It's all so surface where it's just like you've been there for 36 hours and you're like, here's why our connection is important instead of like actually deepening a connection.
And having a conversation.
And when he was making out with her, I was like, they're going to fall over that rail. It was like when Bob Dole was shaking hands. And it's like, not enough to keep you from falling off of something.
Yes.
And he's an enormous.
He's huge.
Lump.
Apparently she is a real wedding videographer that she did. She's really nice. And she filmed one of our listeners' friends' weddings and that they were at there. And everybody knows Susie and she is a wedding videographer.
Whoa, yeah. Susie. Love that.
So, right. So then Sarah won some one-on-one time with him and Shanae is pissed. And she's like, are you here to make besties? Or are you here to fall in love? She's enraged. Eliza, who is hot, she goes, I put my best outfit on for you. She was in the mirror.
Oh, yeah.
And then the group date rose went to Eliza. Who's Eliza?
She is. Isn't she the lawyer that speaks all the languages?
Oh, yeah. She's hot.
She's so cute.
Marketing
so
hot. Manager.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Hot. She seemed so sweet.
She's
actually,
like,
yeah.
I really hot. Like
her. I'm putting her instead of Gabby as my number one. Just for those of them keeping score at home.
Okay.
I don't know which one, but one of them just kept giggling and bending over, and I was like, that can't just be a whole person. She just kept giggling and putting her hand in front of her face.
Oh, my God.
I didn't notice that.
I don't know which one it is. It might be the one that's so funny.
So then we get, then there's a one-on-one date, and it's with Sarah, and we have Becca the Bachelorette is back for an extreme scavenger hunt. I don't know why it bums me out every time I see her still in this franchise.
Because
she seemed like a real person, and she's been sucked in. I think that. Does it bum you out, Padgett, when you see her every time sucked in, looking different?
Yeah.
Who?
Becca Kufrin.
The woman who hosted the downtown. Let's talk about this.
So
this scavenger hunt, they're like, you're in L.A., downtown L.A. It looked cold.
Which park? What is that park called? It's like right next to City Hall. I know what park it was. I recognize it.
And they're like, you have to run around. And she said, what if I'm not wearing any underwear? They told her to say that because the underwear was too.
She wasn't wearing a bra.
They gave them both.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That underwear, they were both in like matching black.
Right.
Like a sexy sports bra.
Oh, man, it would have been great if his boxers were just shredded.
She's the one that kept giggling.
Yes. Yeah.
All she does is giggle. She doesn't say anything.
Yes. Talk to us. Talk to us, Lisa.
I just don't. It just giggle, giggle, giggle. There was nothing. There was nothing.
Like, did it surprise you in 2022 that they had them after talking about, now you have body image issues. Yeah. Let's run around in our underwear in downtown L.A.? Why?
It's just
well, so they could learn.
You could see that she didn't like it. You could tell
nobody
she
did.
Didn't
it
like
it. It made me so mad. Did.
I don't think Becca was even comfortable saying it out
it
loud.
It felt really dated. It felt like...
And then singing...
Remember when like they were yelling at when they were yelling at Claire because she made people strip down during that volleyball, that guy like called her old and like they did it again. Like it feels like you're not supposed to do stuff like that anymore. They keep doing it. The singing. And then him giving a beat.
It was really bad. I honestly, if I was there, like having a sandwich and seeing it, I would have been so mad.
I would have been so excited.
I was mad already. I was just like, this is so there's no point to what's happening. Get your underwear, go on a scavenger hunt, and then it's karaoke. Does that sound good or
disjointed?
About
each other, about your feelings.
Yeah.
The only thing I liked were the two like Wells Fargo security guards with their faces blurred out, just shaking their heads.
At some point, we got to step in here.
I loved that.
We got a 913.
Yeah.
But also for downtown, like there are some Looney Tunes on those streets.
Yes.
Like, these two would not be that shocking.
Dude,
in that area.
Katie.
No, if you don't want to get arrested, just have a friend hold the camera down.
Last time I was there to get a tattoo, there was someone on the street fully screaming the N-word for a while.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Just screaming swears in the N-word. So, them in their underwear.
Tana, what did you think of that date?
That was miserable. I didn't like it. I was like, first of all, this doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean you're vulnerable or anything. It doesn't. If these two get together, they will never, ever do anything like this again.
It's so random. Yeah. Yeah.
And I was just like, also, he just spoke about his body issues and you're making him strip down.
Yeah.
And like, it's just uncomfortable. And then the singing, and then he did that voice. And I was like, oh God, no.
Can I ask you about his chest hair?
Oh, the shaving.
Is that a shave?
Yeah.
What is that? Is that a shave?
That is manscaping. That is shaving that.
Just have hair.
He also now can't let it grow back because I've had to shave. I shaved my chest a couple times for charity. And when you have a shirt on, it's growing back. It's brutal. So he has to keep doing that.
What about a wax situation? Can't you wax it?
It hurts.
Oh. No, it will just hurt for a little bit. You just let it grow back and then you're...
But there's
like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, there's like 2 weeks where you're going like, this is not... Yeah.
So, do you have to shave your chest all the time?
No, I don't. Never by
you
choice.
You just dealt with it for the 2 weeks and just said, fuck it?
Yeah, a couple different times. I don't remember.
Wait. Like, I don't mind some chest hair.
I don't know what the problem is with chest hair. I don't know what the problem... That is weird to me because... Shouldn't that be part of the, hey, everyone's different, let's accept who
we are as ourselves?
Cute.
And I bet the chest hair is cute.
I don't know what the problem... I love chest hair. I love it. If it's natural to a person, and when people try to remove it,
it
looks painful, uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah. Let it grow, Gareth.
Just if you have it, let it grow. Yeah.
What's your take on chest hair, Lisa?
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I can go
many different
ways.
What's your ideal type?
Like
if you could make out with anybody, who would you make out with?
I mean, it's difficult. Like, I always joke, I like a girl who looks like she could be in the Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
Like a nice little soft butchy girl.
Yes.
And then for guys, I like beard tattoos.
Yes. Okay. Love it. Here for it. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. What's your type? Who's your?
I'm thinking Peter.
Now everyone has to do types. I'm embarrassed now. I was vulnerable.
I'll be vulnerable. I would make out if I could make him slightly taller. I would do a taller Oscar Isaac.
Oh, he's so hot.
He's so hot.
I met him in person. He's so hot.
He's very hot, but he's a little too Juilliard for me.
No, not his personality. I'm not talking about personality. The physical, the face.
I know. He's the only person I can think of with facial hair. I mean, Sean Connery had fantastic, not facial hair, chest hair. Peter Sellers had great chest hair.
But not necessarily just chest hair. Who's your face?
Tom Selleck had great chest hair.
Who's your face physical type?
Tom Selleck's chest.
Like not about the chest, just the overall package. I would say...
Jason Momoa, Winston Duke.
I don't know. It's not a face thing. If they make me laugh, I can love any face.
Okay, great.
And then Miley Cyrus is my girl. I didn't know we were doing celebrities.
She's hot. Okay, great. Miley Cyrus is number one.
Yeah, and then Winston Duke.
Great.
Who's that?
He was in M'Baku in Black Panther.
Okay.
And,
hot.
He was in Us. He was the dad in Us.
Oh, he's very attractive.
Okay. All right, Gareth, who's your number one? Who's your celeb? Who's your celeb number one?
Oh, man. I have no clue. I should have thought when you guys were talking. I was just listening. I really have no clue. I don't know. I don't know if there's anyone. They feel like a different species to me.
For sure.
I can never picture myself with them.
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot's very attractive.
You wouldn't kick her out.
She would get a rose on the road.
Yeah.
She'd be presented with a rose at the Holiday Inn Express. Express, not some shithole.
But all types can change with a person.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think
sure.
That's why dating apps are so weird. And there's so many times where I'm like, I'm sure if I met this person, I would be like, oh, great. But on a dating app, you're like, no.
Yeah, no.
I don't enjoy the general vibe.
No. Okay. They're doing their scavenger. He's like, they're running around in their underwear, chest hair. They're singing. There's rapping.
That's being very polite to what happened.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Elizabeth cooks up 15 shrimp.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She cooks up 15, which doesn't seem like enough shrimp to make an announcement.
It feels like a bachelor-sized portion of shrimp where you're going to hand them out and eliminate people by giving them shrimp.
Why would you cook up 15 shrimp and say, hey, guys, also like...
meal's on.
By the way, who would also just want shrimp on a hot day?
Just like one shrimp.
One garlicky shrimp.
Who cooked up, I made up 15 shrimp... There's no sides.
I have a question. I have never eaten shrimp. When you eat shrimp, how many do you eat?
Oh,
minimum four, and that's if it's a big shrimp cocktail.
Because I literally had no idea. I was like, I actually don't know how much shrimp.
Four to eight to ten.
I don't eat them anymore, but that's. Yeah. I would be at weddings where people would be like, "Is this guy okay?" Seriously. I mean, I could eat four.
How many shrimp would you eat, Lisa?
I love shrimp, and when I'm hardcore trying to diet, I'll buy shrimp cocktails and just eat that all day.
Love it. There's six or something, right?
I think there are four to six.
Rumors are true, kid.
If I'm counting macros, I'll eat 30 for, I'll throw out shrimp and just
because that's why
eat
they
them
eat,
all.
That's why they eat all the scallops and the shrimp in paradise because it's low carb, they're low
that's
calorie.
That's why Shanae went to town.
Oh my God.
She had so many.
She was crazy.
Elizabeth said, hey, I made a little too many. Do you want one or two shrimp? I'd be satisfied.
Yeah.
She said, I made shrimp for
She's
everyone. Come grab some.
Yeah. 15 shrimp.
But she yelled
everyone gets
to
a bite.
20 women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I made
shrimp. Does anybody want some shrimp?
No, it's like being at SeaWorld.
So, it was weird.
But Shanae took half.
Throw it from a bucket.
Shanae took half.
She
took eight shrimp.
It's amazing to be
And then she cooked her own shrimp that didn't even look cooked. She's I also made shrimp. And then she brought the shrimp out to the hot tub.
Yeah.
Which is it was already a bad energy to just be eating shrimp. And then eating garlic shrimp in the hot tub is nobody's ready for this.
Tana, how did you feel about the shrimp gate?
Shrimp gate was great. I like the counter was one, two.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, that
Nailing
was
her.
That was like She's a. Like, That was like I'll a, go for more.
That was like a Bachelor in Paradise editor, which I love, which are meaner. They're meaner editors. It's fun. And they make fun of people. So then.
But is there someone being like, go take tons of shrimp.
I think that was her decision. No. 100%. Yeah.
I think so.
And also,
I would love that guy, though. Go take half
more,
of them.
Take more.
Hurry.
I wish that
you
want to
stick around?
I wish that was your job, Gareth.
Oh, I'd be the best. You would never hear a complaint from me. So what I just give them shady notes. All right, we're going to need you to be real shady right now. Why don't you eat all the shrimp and then cook a worse version? Barely thawed and then hand that out at the hot tub. Throw them in the hot tub. Cook them in it.
Would you have eaten that second round of shrimp by the hot tub that Shanae made?
Yeah, I really like seafood.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I would try it. But maybe if she was coming after. Yeah, I would have the shrimp.
Okay, so then he goes, he takes her afterwards. After they've run around wrapped in their underwear and McCarran Park downtown, then they go to the Van Gogh exhibit. Boy, does Van Gogh want to kill himself again.
If he could his life's work as a backdrop for a Bachelor B-side.
He truly removed his other ear when he saw
that's what Clayton should have done. Just ripped his ear off. I love you.
So then she's like, I saw, he goes, this was so cool today, running around with you.
I love Van Gogh.
I saw the real you. Like, when I saw them titties crossing that street and singing that rap, I saw you. She's like, well, I need to tell you something. I was adopted. My family was white. I'm 30% Vietnamese, French, and Irish. My parents were 20. I was ashamed that I was adopted. He's like, thank you for sharing. And then she said, you deserve to fall in love and find your person. I will always be here for you. And then they just, like, kiss made out.
It's a totally normal day.
Yeah, that's a totally normal day.
Made the shrimp fest seem like normal.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, she's adorable.
She's also, compared to his size, like, he picked the tiniest person. Yes. So it is a little, like...
Yeah.
I'm scared for her. Yes. I'm, like, worried.
Yes. Katie, what do you think about all that?
I mean...
I saw you gathering yourself.
Yeah, she seems nice enough, but, you know, I don't think they're compatible. Like, you know, I don't think there's going to be that much going on there. Like, they just... I don't know. There wasn't a spark, you know?
Okay. And, Tana, did you think there was a spark?
Not really. And I just look. She's a wealth...
She's the 23-year-old wealth management advisor.
I don't think he's on her level.
Okay, great. Lisa?
I have nothing. But I am pretentious, and the Van Gogh like experience, unless you have children or on mushrooms, I judge people that go there.
I agree with you. I'm like,
wait. Go see real art.
Go see real art. Why do you have to go see go see a Van Gogh exhibit? Why do you have to go to like... Like, don't go to the Arclight remade as, like, Van Gogh painting.
My mom literally texts me and goes, where is that? And I go, at Amoeba Records.
Yeah, it's Amoeba Records.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, they redid Amoeba. Yeah. They ruined the greatest record store.
In charge of Van Gogh's life rights. Just like, fuck it, do it.
Yeah,
we don't care.
They, like, told Amoeba to get out because they were like, we're going to build luxury condos here. And now it's just been the Van Gogh exhibit for like a year.
It's a Six Flags ride.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Like, the people are like, I love art. I went and saw the Van Gogh exhibit. Like, the Instagrammable moments of it all of life. Like, what's happened to us? Paget.
Solve us.
Look, the vitriol towards the Van Gogh exhibit is more interesting than that date. I kind of wanted to go until...
Lisa?
I just heard you thought I'd be a loser.
But no, you just have to take mushrooms.
Yeah, or an edible.
But you're right. I agree. Now yeah. I know.
Now
you're right.
I'm not very...
downtown, there's museum. I could have, you know.
I'm not a big drug person, but I did do mushrooms for the first time this fall, and
what?
I did them twice in one weekend.
There you go.
And I had a great time. So this person that I knew had Tom Cruise had a birthday party. So they had like a chocolate mushroom that was very, because I also didn't want to be like, because I get so high when I smoke pot, which is why I don't smoke pot, because I don't have fun. I go right to Middle Earth. And so I was like, I didn't want to be the person that had to be dealt with at a public event. So I just took a little, but it was really good. But then my friend who I did it with tried to recreate the experience and got her hands on some like local chocolate mushrooms, and they were very strong, and I didn't do those.
You did not do
them.
She
did them.
I've tried the chocolate you're talking about, and it's quite potent.
I don't want that. Because I like, it's just too much for me.
Yeah.
But they're really fun, and that's when I would have taken them and gone to the Van Gogh exhibit.
Ugh.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back to the beach just like Baywatch.
Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break.
And we're back. You guys, here we are. We're going to the beach. And he's like, boy, they do like... Literally, the beach looks so cold. Can we just say how cold it looked?
Yeah.
And they were in a variety of either like business shirts or gowns on the beach with sneakers and we're going to the beach. They have sneakers and socks on, with gowns and men's business shirts, as you do when you go to the beach.
Normal, yeah. And somehow he got so sunburned when it looked like it was a cloudy day.
And they had a sunburn challenge, but his nipples were the only ones that were covered. Lisa, why did you only cover his nipples?
Me? Who did it? Was it Shanae?
Shanae
wanted a nipple.
Shanae all day. So then they go, okay, they're like, it's going to get sandy and be Randy. And they're like, we're going to play football. And then they do the, They have the bathing suits. Here comes Nicole Eggert on the ATV. I got to tell you, you know these young ladies have no fucking idea who Nicole Eggert was.
Unless one of them said her name, there was a pause. Like, she couldn't say. It wasn't natural.
The right. way no, it was. Unless yeah. Pamela Anderson is riding up on, or David Hasselhoff. They're not going to be like, oh, look, it's David Chocochet. Like, they don't fucking know who that is. You know what I mean? They don't know.
It's a deep
cut. A fun fact for my life is I, as an immigrant kid, learned to speak English watching Baywatch.
Tell me everything.
What? That was my English show.
How Baywatch old were you when you moved? Did you move here from
young.
Russia?
Yeah, I was 3. I was young, but Baywatch was... That's where a lot of my French friend learned
how to speak American. I still learned how to speak English watching South Park. So he does a lot of okay. He does like Mr.
Wow.
Hand. Yeah,
I know. I love how you guys always say okay like that.
Yeah, okay. Wow. So wait, so you? I also love that I just said learn how to speak American.
Well, in a way, that is what he's learning.
Okay. Okay. So wait. So you grew up watching a lot of Baywatch.
Yeah, like Baywatch was the... Because I watched a lot of Three Stooges, but that obviously learned no.
There are violent people in America.
What a combo of shows to watch. Yeah. Baywatch and Three Stooges.
It meant everything. And when I was a kid and you would play house or games, I'd be like, my name's Summer. And my friends would be like, that's not a real name. Pick a real name.
You're like, it is a real name!
Summer!
Oh my God.
Wow.
I'm CJ. Yeah. Okay, so then... So here they go. They're like, oh, it's look who it is. It's Nicole Eggert.
Whoa.
My favorite.
Whoa.
They're like, head to these freezing cabanas and put, and then they're like, okay, girls, pop your heads out for like the quick shots.
Yep.
I saw the production. I really missed Elon during this episode of like the, all he was this producer that used to produce yep. and it yep. was better. It yep. was better then. But they're trying. They're trying.
Are they?
No.
Okay.
You got not as hard as Elon did.
So yeah. then they have Melina, who's giving me Bibiana vibes. She's giving me meatball vibes. She's like, sunscreen lathering up. And then Sinead's like, I don't want your nipples to burn. Sure. And then they all had to perform CPR on a dummy. And I kept thinking of COVID, of all of them putting their mouths on the
they don't
dummy.
Live
they
in a
didn't
COVID
put their
world.
Mouths on. I noticed because I thought of that.
Yeah, none of them did.
They did just
but they still all are kissing the same person and kissing each other.
They,
so yeah. it's like.
They had to sign and a herpes also, waiver.
Yeah. It's also like be as sexy as you can on this doll.
I wish somebody, I really wanted somebody, because what I have CPR training.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of which I'm very proud, clearly.
Thank you.
I would have loved if someone was like, first I'm going to empty this passage in the mouth, make sure there's no
yes,
debris
the meat,
or
yes,
water
yes.
in here. Turn the head to the side. And then what you're going to do is...
Like the nurse.
Like, really
the
explain.
Nurse. Gabby.
I wish somebody had...
Gabby could have done that. Gabby could have done that.
Did she? Is that why she won
now,
time?
Now, here's the thing. Well, no, okay, so before we get to that, we have to do the slow-mo run. And this is where we get enraged. And this is where you're with your mom. The slow-mo, and you had boner fever, and but you got mad. You were mad.
Thankfully. Something took it away.
So the slow-mo walk, Shanae walked up, and then she kissed him, and he kissed her back for like 28
Ever.
Minutes in front of everyone, and they were just lost in the moment.
Awkward.
And it's, to me, I'm going to throw this out, I think it's so disrespectful to the other women, of him. She's a maniac. She'll do whatever she wants. I found it very disrespectful. Lisa, what did you think?
About what?
Him, like, kissing her back for so long.
Because she, Shanae did, instead of a slow motion run with any sense of humor or self-awareness, she did what she thought was like a sexy panther walk. And then she straddled him and started making out with him.
But then someone straddled after, right? Or was it before? There was two straddles.
There was two straddles. But she kissed her, and then he kissed her back. Like, Gareth, I texted you about this. He kissed her back.
It's the same thing that he did at that birthday party in the first episode where he kept going and making out with Cassidy forever, where it's just like, yeah, you can do that, but you got to be like aware of other people. And that, yeah, I just think that is, I mean.
Do other bachelors not do that?
Not really.
No.
I don't know.
Not to the degree he does.
But it just does seem like very, even if you wanted to do that, and even you would just at some point recognize, like,
it's rude.
Really I would be uncomfortable.
And I also thought, oh, this is where he's starting to hate, they hate him, because he does stuff like this.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
Like, because he's, and because he then, as we'll get to, listens to Shanae. Like, that's why the whole, because a lot of the women seem pretty nice.
Yeah.
And it seems like he's just falling for whatever ding dong, and like that's why they're not trusting him anymore. I think it's because of moves like this.
Yeah, I just think it's so...
It's not respectful.
No, and it's very easy to not do that. It's not like, you know, there's a bunch of... You have a bunch of women around, so you should just be a little aware of the overall experience.
No, he was all in.
Look at, like you said, the shiny magpie thing. He's like, oh my God, it's so shiny right now.
Yeah, oh my God. Like, and it's like, I felt like they were just going to, like, keep getting at it for a... Like, I don't even know what broke them up eventually.
No, they wrapped Nicole Eggert.
Well, she got her SAG insurance. Dr. Banana, did you think it was rude?
Oh, it was so awkward. I mean, first of all, there was a shot of them kissing at one point, and it looked like it was just like two faces just like mashed together. It was so awkward looking. Yeah. Like they weren't even, she was trying to kiss him and he was just kind of there. It was weird. But Katie has a theory that it was editing.
It was editing.
You think?
Well, yeah, like 100%. Well. I think that was editing. Okay. I think they did kiss for longer than they probably should have, but that was like, they were just intersplicing like, splicing in like them kissing to the reaction.
They were on a mountaintop at one point, which I found strange. It seemed incongruent.
It felt edited and elongated to me.
Okay.
Sure. But it was still rude of her to do that. Like, she shouldn't be, nobody else is doing that. She just did it to be a bitch, you know?
So then you get, they're giving out an award for who really gave it their all. So first of all, she kissed him and then she goes, I'm back on top.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like, let's give it the award. And we see Gabby, who had no screen time. They're like, Gabby, you gave it your all.
You nailed it.
Well, wait. Nicole Eggert decided who got the date.
Yes.
And I think she read everyone who wasn't doing the right thing. And I think she went for the most girl next door girl
who was
to get
nurse,
the date.
But they were like, but then later on.
Oh, I bet she actually did CPR.
She probably did CPR. Because he also later, I was like, God, you're so funny today.
Quirky.
And I was like, what did you, what did
when I was making out with Sinead for an hour, I heard you were crushing back there.
Yeah, we don't know what he was talking about.
So they go to the
which
house.
Which is normal.
They go to the House of Curiosities. Would you rather go to the House of Curiosities or the Van Gogh exhibit, Lisa?
Curiosities, like shrunken heads and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Me too, right?
But yeah.
Okay, so then they go, and they go, so then they go, I'm feeling validated. So this was the flight teacher.
Right.
Named, I have no idea.
Who?
Rachel. Rachel's like, I feel like I'm getting validated. Like, I feel like your connection is different with everyone else. Like, sometimes when I'm dating. So she's trying to get him to validate her. And I was like, sort of talking in circles. She's trying to be like, do you like me? Because everybody else is saying that you have a connection. But I feel like we do have a connection. She's like, but sometimes when I date people, I'm put in a box. And like, why can't I have them? And then he's like, we have a phenomenal connection. And then they made out. And her dress had a slit up the thigh. And her like leg came out. And then they made out. And again, no new information.
Nope.
No, but I think they really deepened their connection by talking about how good their connection's going. To me, I felt like that's really getting to the meat of the connection.
That's how you have a connection, is by talking about
it. Say, talk
like,
about
let's
it.
Talk about our connection.
Exactly.
So then Gabby, he's like, you're quirky. You're a quirky nurse. I didn't know you had it in her. She's like, and he's like, is there more in there? She's like, am I more in me being quirky? Yeah, I have layers. So then she's like, I know you have a sunburn. Take your shirt off. And she's like, I got aloe. And then they made out. And he's like, I love a sense of humor. And then I wrote down chest hair shave. And then they made out some more.
I'm prone to sunburns.
Yeah.
And for anyone who's had 50 sunburns in their life and had to have the aloe treatment, the last thing you want to do is put a shirt on after that.
Yeah.
So what she was, I mean, I was just watching it going like, no. Because then he had to put his clothes back on and it feels like you've been slimed.
Yeah. That's right. I've also had a lot of sunburns and that's exactly right.
And he was quite pink somehow.
Yeah. Agreed. Even though they had the sunblock challenge.
Yes.
He did get it on him. But he was already burned when they menacingly walked over towards him with the lotion. He was already burned. He had
amazing.
Like a farmer's tan or like a strap.
Sinead tried to eat him. She was like, what a shrimp. Look at the size of this one, girls. More for everybody. We all eat.
Not you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, no, we ran out.
Can I just say, when he said Gabby was quirky, the way she repeated quirky back to him, I was like, oh.
As a person who my whole life has been called fucking quirky. You want to know who's been called quirky? This gal. You're like, well, you're kind of that's kind of quirky. Like, oh, yeah, right. I'm quirky. I felt for her in that moment. I'm like, yeah, quirky. Yeah, I'm quirky. First of all, this is my voice. This is what I sound like. This is what I've always sounded like. So even if I was a district attorney, it'd be like, that district attorney, she's kind of quirky. Like, even if my personality was like a fucking bulldog, just like humorless, if I was just a human, like, no matter what, I look and sound, I just, the physical package is quirky. And to be like kind of belittled, like, you know, it's like, oh, you're a fun little pet. I can fuck you for a little while.
You're like a Furby I could date.
Yeah, I can fuck you a couple times. I'm not going to put a ring on. It's like, you're quirky and fun. I'm going to marry the flight instructor. But like you're a little bit of a firecracker, huh? Oh. I can't. Quirky? You're quirky, huh? You're a fireball.
Do you think she felt that in the moment? Yes. And that's why she responded with
yes.
The word?
Oh, yes. Wow. Yes.
Just the tone. Quirky.
That's how I felt.
It was like,
I thought,
okay.
I felt the same way.
I love you. This is so fascinating.
I can't. I have been called quirky so many times. Lisa, do you get called quirky?
No.
Look at the hairdo of this past contestant. Look at that hairdo. Look at that hairdo. That's what we called the Falcon. Look at that. That's Robbie.
Robbie the Falcon.
Robbie.
Wow.
Didn't he just get married or something?
Did he? Look at that.
Shocking.
You should do your hair like that, Gareth.
I'd rather have sex in front of Chris Harrison's house for money.
Look at that hairdo. Look at his comb.
It's two hairdos.
He's got like the Dharma from Dharma and
Pick
Greg.
One. Yeah, really.
Didn't we think that might have been a toupee in paradise?
Like, he could have put like a fun
That's
butterfly
hilarious.
Clip.
He had like a clip-in part of
yeah,
it. Yeah,
that he was trying to keep it on.
He had Agassi
on.
Hair.
He, it was, this, about, this was the kid flight instructor from that was attached to Rachel and
What is this?
That, these I think, all, is the best part of the
these
show.
Are, this was a company that was one of our sponsors, and these are all things from our podcast.
Wait.
But now you're part of the podcast. You guys will be in here.
That's the flight instructor guy who crashed with what's
yeah,
her name?
Yeah, that child.
That kid is, I know we
child.
Talked about it in that episode. That kid is 9 years old.
Look, at he was attached to a kid. He was a skydive. He was a skydive instructor.
She ate
this 9 year old?
Yeah.
He was attached to a contestant. They crashed.
A grown up.
He broke his arm. Yeah.
And
okay.
She, like, ate shit, like, to the point where the bachelor was like, my God.
This is who they strapped.
But it was an 8-year-old. They're like, buddy, you got this?
They strapped this boy to an adult woman and threw them out of a plane.
He forgot the parachute.
They threw this boy.
Halfway down, he was like, I got bad news. I forgot the chute, ma'am.
He broke his arm, and she crashed into the ground because they had touched
her. But she went to those parties.
But they went to the antebellum party.
Yeah, she
crashed and strapped to an 8-year-old. This was the skydive instructor.
It would be like watching a baby wear a parent as a Bjorn. I mean,
you're deep in, Lisa. You're going to be in another box soon. You're going to be in here. Okay, so then here we go. Back to quirky, huh? Quirky. I get it. So then Shanae is like, this night has been hell. Ugh. It's do or die time. Chanel is do or die. And she's like, Clayton, I'm going to talk now. I'm so sad to bring it up, but today I still have had Elizabeth on my back. I feel bullied in the house. I don't want to leave. But I feel something with you. She starts crying. I don't.
Very good fake cry,
too.
It's
so good.
Really good.
I've never got such good natural tears
in
a set.
I was like, I think she's being honest.
I feel like I have something going here, but getting victimized or being yelled at is scary. I don't want somebody who's toxic and a bully. I can't be here with you. This sucks. And then they cut to, oh, my God. He believed me. Oh, my God. Oh, I have his trust. He believed me. I was so good. Holy crap, I was good. I didn't need to cry, but I did cry. I have never felt more confident or happy. And she did a dance with her middle finger.
Double finger.
And she goes, fuck Elizabeth. Incredible. Listen, before we get to the Elizabeth portion, incredible performance by a villain. One of our best villains we've ever had, Katie Levin.
I was trying to remember if we've ever had a villain who did something like that, and then in the like confessional later just said, oh, I fucking faked that
Crazy.
All. That was that was just like
we've never
so
seen
insane.
That.
True
we've
detective.
Never, yeah.
Yeah, it was the Yellow King right there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It was like, usually people like play it off like in the confessional. They'll still be like, oh no, I'm so upset. And it's like, you know, they're lying, but she's just like, I'm a liar. Like,
she's so diabolical too. I think the only, She, the only words she didn't use for her case, she's got bullying. She's on my back. She didn't use triggering.
Yes.
But basically she said everything but triggering and me too. Yeah. For any
she made
victim.
Me eat 9 shrimp.
And she just like was so diabolical.
And
then admitting it.
Fell for all of it. And then they made out.
Because that's how he ends every encounter.
That's why you should never be a guy's girl. Because guys' opinions of you don't matter. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
They'll like fuck a lunatic. He's choosing Shanae over everyone.
Yeah.
That's why you should never be proud to be like, I'm only friends with guys.
I agree with you.
They're not looking for great qualities.
Yeah. Yes, you're absolutely right. Women that have no female friends, because you can't deal, because you're threatened by them and you can't handle it.
Yep.
I know women like that, and you're like, oh, you have no female friends.
Yeah. I was a woman like that when I was younger, much, much younger, after boarding school. Out in the world, I had been in a girls' boarding school. And then out in the real world, men and women communicated differently. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. Because in a safe, single-sex environment, girls are great. But suddenly, out in the world, it was like, what's happening?
Right.
I was, kind of nerdy, didn't really have a lot of experience with men and just didn't know.
Yeah.
So I was like a bartender. And yes. My friends were guys.
Yeah.
We weren't having sex, but I'd be like, women scare the shit out of me. And then I had to learn, like, wait, what am I, who?
I'm These not, are all I don't thumbs.
What?
They're all thumbs.
They're all thumbs. Everybody here's a thumb.
No, I had to learn. I had to learn. That's an insecure lady. Any woman who's like, all my friends are guys is someone really insecure, because I've been that.
So then, poor Elizabeth. I really feel for her because she actually seems lovely.
To
recap, she sat next to him at that date, and then that was it, right? Like, what else did she do
Shanae?
She literally, all she did was like have him like her. Like, it was literally that he liked her on that date, and I think he gave her the rose or something.
And then didn't.
Oh, yeah, she sat next to him. That's right. She sat next to him in the date.
She just was like, oh, went to school. Hi, Clayton. Can I sit next to you? And that was the end of the world.
You're right. You're absolutely right. That's the only reason.
Shanae said that she ignored her or something.
That's
and then she goes, I have ADHD.
And they talked about it already. So she keeps going to the well.
I know. Well, Shanae then told all the other women in front of the other women, and you have ADHD. Well, I have ADHD.
I know.
Like, she's crazy.
I know.
Her origin story of her supervillainism was just because Elizabeth sat down next to him.
I was trying to remember, like, was there
in
something
the school
else
room
that
I forgot about that.
That was
but
it.
But does she still think she's a victim of these people, or she knows that she's lying?
Oh, she knows.
She knows. I think she knows. Yeah.
She said he bought it. He believed it.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't for those confessionals, then I'd be like, maybe she's just like has a perception issue, but she so clearly is being like,
she's doing
diabolical.
She loves it.
But this is how supervillains end up. Yeah. Dying is they start giving a speech about everything they did.
Yeah.
And then someone takes them down. So she's hanging herself she is.
It might feel her perfect guy might actually be the Joker.
Yes.
Joker.
Yes.
Just perfectly just maniacal.
So then
does anyone ever go and go like, he should pull the group.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I know.
No, it's crazy.
So the girls who don't think they're going to make it should speak up and be like, she didn't fucking
So before we get there, so there are listeners at home that don't watch the show, here's what's happened next. So she goes and like plants the seeds. So then he pulls poor Elizabeth aside to be like, oh, I'm going to defend Shanae's honor. Elizabeth, meanwhile, is sitting with Shanae, kind of amused because Shanae's like being all like nutty. And she's like, let's go somewhere else. So Clayton pulls her aside. He's like, Elizabeth, something got brought up to me. Shanae's really struggling. She's feeling bullied. She feels like her mental health is waning here. And something's happened between you two. She's like, I am kind. And you know what? She so quickly turned on me. For what? You know? And then so Elizabeth starts crying. But his boner's already for Shanae. It's spoken for. And she's like, I have had to deal with this shit the whole time. What did I do? I don't feel that I can talk to you because all I do is get questioned by you. What am I supposed to do? And then, like, how does that mean? Like, what does it mean? Does anybody here think that I bullied Shanae? She goes back to the group. He told me that. So Sierra, who's awesome, she's like, Shanae's not dumb. And then she says to Shanae, I have a question, my dear. You feel bullied. How have I been bullied you? And then he said another woman was bullying her. She says that somebody else said, like, some blonde
Lindsay
woman.
W. Yeah. comes back and is, like, crying. And she's like, I was being questioned about Shanae.
Oh, right.
And
yeah,
I was
yeah,
like,
right.
What? That
yes.
girl, too?
And then, yeah. and then she goes, so they said, okay, so you're saying that you were incredibly unkind. What does that look like? What it was? She's like, I'm not talking about it. I'm not talking about it. And then, so then Elizabeth says, well, it looks like I am the only person on your mind when you talk to Clayton. She's like, I'm done. Talk to yourself about it. And then she did a little hand, like, crab snap, like a little, pow, little.
Grab a shrimp snap.
And then he's like, I'll see you all tomorrow night. He should have, to your point, not like. Don't you all think he should have been like, let's just clear the air right now?
Yeah.
What's going on in the house?
It's so easy.
Yeah.
You see, really, I mean, I also feel bad for Elizabeth because you ever been in that position where you're being honest and someone thinks you're lying and that makes you feel like you're lying
more? You're like,
and
am I lying?
So she's like flat-footed because she obviously doesn't, you know, she thinks it's going to be more genuine. But so she does seem like off when she's defending herself.
She can't win. There's nothing she can say.
Yeah.
I feel if I were her, I would self-eliminate. I would be like, you know what? Yeah. If you've doubted myself this much, and like she's been nothing, but she's literally done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be with you.
She's generous.
But also with Shanae, you hate these bitches. Why do you even want them their attention? It's like she needs them to say hi to her and give her attention, and yet she hates them so much.
No.
And doesn't want them to do anything.
I think it's a really fun feud. I feel badly for Elizabeth. I think Shanae's a really fun villain. I think Clayton is I think this kind of stuff is when we had the mole in the house, when we've been trying to figure out what's wrong with him. I think he's super horny. And he doesn't listen to like logic. He's distracted by the sexy villains.
Yeah, he's just very oblivious.
Yeah.
Like, it really is weird because there are so many times where you're like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's not hard to be, like, you know, the leader of this emotional. Like, everyone is fawning over you, so you do it to some. You have to be the conductor in a way.
Yes.
But he just ignores that role and just is locked into his own world, and I think that's probably why everyone turns on him. Because if you see what happens to her, how do you not feel like he's a fucking idiot in that position? He should be, to what Lisa's saying, like, it's so easy to just be like, all right, what the hell's going on? Which other bachelors or bachelorettes have done.
Yes.
And you get clarity. But he's like, all right, we're good. I'm going to go eat pizza in the room.
He's easily manipulated. And we are doing a podcast outside at the airport. So if you hear an airplane, we are doing it on the runway at LAX. You're right. He's easily manipulated, and he doesn't clear the air. He doesn't sort of like make it fair and like.
Well, and Cassidy was the other front runner, so he's just falling for the bullshit artist so easily.
So easily. And that's why, because it seems like he has cool women who are now like, oh, you suck. You like all these assholes.
Yeah.
Paget, do you agree?
I do. And I thought it was interesting. I can't remember her name. The one who came back in the room, she seems perfectly nice, and she came in crying, and Lindsay actually said to all of them, she said, while she's crying, was I bullying?
I know.
Shanae, like, she's so. And that was Elizabeth's response, too. When someone is saying something that's so untrue, you're just like, wait, what?
I know.
I don't even know how to address this.
Yeah. I know.
Of course Elizabeth was pissed off. But, yeah, he just keeps going for
the
whoever is going to shove their tits against his shaved chest.
Yes.
Is number one in his mind. And what? I don't. He's so blank.
Yes.
When he's told that people are doing, are questionable.
Yes.
And that if they're there for the wrong reason, he's like, buto?
I will say, every lead, if somebody plants a seed of doubt, it always works. It works. Every lead gets swayed by lies. Would you say that's accurate?
100%.
Wow. It's crazy. So crazy. Human nature. Now, you watch a lot of Criminal Minds. You watch, like, human nature. It's sad. Like, once there's, like, a drop of doubt.
Well, this reminds me of Survivor always, and they have the added element of starving. But when you're isolated and the pressure, you're also not acting right. And we talked about this last time.
Yes.
Like, no TV, no books, no nothing.
Yes.
Shrimp.
And so
shrimp.
Your life becomes small, and
this is
you
shrimp.
All of this is.
Yeah. No, it's a cult. I mean, in a lot of ways, it's like, it's cult, so cult mind.
And okay. They want his dick. But I don't get the rest. I mean, maybe they'll all go on strike.
That'd be amazing. the unionized.
Who really likes him? I guess I'm trying to figure it out. Who really likes him?
I feel like, quite honestly, if he wasn't giving his attention to the women shoving their tits, like, I feel like a lot of people would like him if he'd give them, like, some connection and time. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he's so distracted by the drama queens. Like, I feel like they're all this weight, sitting there wait, almost like a flower, like something waiting to be activated. Like, they're just waiting and kind of being ignored. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot of cool women there that would like him if there was any energy going their way.
Mm-hmm. What if Shanae wins?
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing. I mean, now you almost kind of want it now.
I do. I want
just
her to
so
win.
He can be like, wait, babe, why were you... Why'd you say that then?
Oh my God, that's
you did eat all those shrimp?
That's such a great question. All right. We're going to, so you want to, you're going to put a pin in that. I want you to think about who you think wins and who you think the next Bachelorette's going to be. We're going to do, you guys, we love, Katie, we got so many fun emails this week. We love when people email us. You can email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Here's a really fun one from Maggie Caballero. The subject is Matt James TikTok. For how rigid and boring Matt seemed on his season, his TikTok account is unhinged. His username is at MattJames9191. She attached some of the stranger ones. She, like, loves him. He has this really fun personality. I love this for him.
I mean, we saw it, like, in the little, like, after the credit scenes that he could be really fun and silly. And they just didn't show it on the show, which is
such
a shame.
Okay, wait. Here's one. Let's just watch. So it's him. Let's see. It's him in a denim shirt and a cowboy hat and glasses. Let's see what we're... Oh, my God. He's adorable.
Wait, why didn't we see that?
Oh, my God. I love this guy.
I wish the show...
Oh, my God. I love him.
But I love this.
I know.
I love that he's silly. He's very silly. Like, we totally saw it. And then on Dancing with the Stars, I watched some of it with him. And... like his little videos. I don't know what you call them. Like when they're like practicing or whatever.
Yes.
He was really fun.
You know what? And again, we love that. We feel like we have this fun army of like, just army is the wrong word. I feel like it's like a fun club of like-minded maniacs who we love that you scour. Thank you, by the way. You all know nobody sends us spoilers. You warn us if there's a spoiler. Mm-hmm. Like, you protect us and you sort of scour for the fun gossip and then you send it in and we love all of you. We also, you know, we're on our mission to get to 2,000 ratings. We love when you guys like us, obviously. We got so many fun new reviews. We're still at 1.7, making our way to 1.8. All right, here's a good one. We got 5 stars from Rock'em76. This subject is laugh so hard I pee a little. It's time. I can't keep quiet any longer. I owe Arden and beloved team and guests for all the joy and yes, laughs that make me pee a little that this podcast brings me. First things first, I can't physically watch The Bachelor. I can't. I've tried, but it makes me itchy and nauseous. I've tried. I can't, but I love listening to this podcast. I eagerly await my weekly dose, and I kid you not, I have made a conscious decision to not listen in the car anymore because I once laughed so hard that I had to pull over because I couldn't breathe, let alone drive. And yes, I peed a little too. All the regulars and occasional guests, they love are terrific. Arden is hilarious and so hot. Thank you. And it's the best. I'd give it more stars if I could. Keep up the great work. I mean,
that's a great review.
Now, I'm going to say we got one review that said 3 stars, and this we've done this before, but it's going to be we do this once a year for our PSA, so nobody has to leave us these reviews anymore. They said it was too long, and Katie, give your PSA just so nobody else has to give us a 3-star review because we do understand it's a lot of content. Katie, every year, because somebody leaves it, somebody new hops on.
You can listen at 1.5 speed, 1.75 speed, 2 speed, all of the podcast apps, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, Overcast, all of them. You can listen at faster speeds so you can get through them quicker. Like even 1.5 can really speed it up a lot.
I love that. Yeah. So one more fun one. Let's see. How about, here's one. 5 stars, like a Grey Goose martini with blue cheese, stuffed olives. Okay. sure, I've listened to other podcasts about The Bachelor. Just like, sure, I've drank Boone's Farm wine in a pinch. But given the choice, I would drink a Grey Goose martini with blue cheese stuffed olives. Will you accept this rose? Is the Grey Goose martini with blue cheese stuffed olives?
Oh, thank you.
I mean, that is, we have our light, the Lord's work is done here, Katie. I got to say, and how great was last week's episode? We got Anna and I did it with all of our fans. It was so fun everybody. We love you guys. And as I mentioned, I'm about to mention, there's going to be a fun added incentive to tweet at us for the month of February. So I'm about to tell you what you're going to get every week. If you win Tweet of the Week, there's a prize element going into it. So there you go. All right. As I mentioned earlier, before we do who we think is going to win, we have a very special Tweet of the Week thing that is going to be happening for the month of February. So as I mentioned, there was a listener who was concerned. She addressed it to Yarden.
Right.
She was concerned about my sleep. She has this product called the Sleep Crown. This is not a paid advertisement.
Sleep Crown?
What? It's so fucking great. So she sent me one because she wanted me to fall asleep better because she heard that I never sleep. Don't talk to me unless I've had my 17 minutes of sleep, anybody.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, she makes this pillow and she sent me one. I fucking love it and I'm going to tell you about it in a second. So she's going to do a giveaway for our listeners. Whoever wins Tweet of the Week, this is for February because it's Valentine's Day, starting next week. For the month of February, if you win Tweet of the Week, will you accept this crown? Yeah. She's going to send a sleep crown to the winner of Tweet of the Week every week of February.
Oh, wait. I have one of these.
Okay. So it's this pillow. It's so good. And it's like the greatest pillow ever. You put it on your head. It's shaped.
There's got to be a catch.
It's literally like it's the equivalent of, okay, hold on. She wrote it out better, so I'm going to just...
I have it.
Okay, wait, hold on. I have it right here.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
It's literally...
Oh,
how
I
much,
love it.
Okay,
I
look
love
at it.
It.
So it's... Wait, Katie's pulling up the website. How much do they go for normally?
They're expensive.
Oh, that's dope.
It's so fucking good. It's so good. So it's an over-the-face sleep pillow, okay? And so there, she's going to send the winners to them.
They're like $175.
Yeah, so each person's going to get one. There's also a discount if people want it. So it's basically, it helps people get an uninterrupted sleep. It blocks out light. It muffles ambient sound.
Is it weighted?
It provides gentle pressure on the face. So it's like a weighted pillow. It's like a sleep mask, earplugs, a weighted blanket if it fell in love and had a baby. It's made of cooling bamboo fabric, vegan. Down it is.
So you,
I gotta
eat it.
You, it's literally, I'm not even kidding you, because I can't. It's so comforting.
I like it.
You can touch it. You can, maybe she'll send you one. It's legitimately the greatest thing. So it's $175, and whoever wins Tweet of the Week. So start if you're ever.
You're
going to
see me doing a lot of Tweet of the Week entries.
It's also a female-founded company, and she's going to do a thing. If you want to get a discount, we'll put it up. She's going to send a little discount code for everybody. I think if you just put in like, I'll figure that out later. I'll do it.
Shanae. Promo code Shanae.
Promo code Shanae.
Promo code Shanae Shrimp.
Okay, here what it is. Sleepcrown.com/WYATR if you want a discount. A $15 discount and free shipping. You guys, so they're going to do Tweet of the Week. I got to tell you, Anna, isn't it fucking great?
I use it every night.
It's legitimately, she's not paying us for this. She just was worried about me and sent it to me, and I love it. And she's going to send four of them out to four of our listeners. So will you accept this crown? Okay. I got to tell you, you want one, don't you? Do you have sleep problems?
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll send you one. All right.
Oh, yeah. Gets real screamy.
Me too. I have screams. I have night terrors. Do you?
Not really, but I mean, I wake up all the time.
Okay.
I wake up all the time thinking about the weirdest stuff and be like, you should probably stop thinking about that. And you're like, no, I'll keep going for a while.
I get night terrors sometimes. Okay, you guys, there's so many Tweet of the Week entries, so just get ready because they were fucking funny this week. Here we go. First one, Just Tan Paul Spade. So we're going to narrow it down to two. Clayton's style of dress is business casual John Cena.
Wow.
This is from Joanna at Joe_Walters16. Contestant one, my ex made me change my eye color and hair color. Contestant two, growing up as a woman of color was challenging. Clayton, I didn't have abs. Here we go. This is from G. Don at GLD 1313. Does the ABC have a brand deal with the word vulnerable?
Wow.
Okay, this is from Real Housewives of Vancouver at Jash Hall. She took a screen grab of the TV that said, "This segment contains sensitive subject matter. Viewer discretion is advised." Her tweet is, "How can I have discretion if I don't know what the subject matter is, you dumb fucks?"
That is true.
This is from Justin Paul Spade. Jesse and Clayton trying to figure out the mechanics of taking the rose back is like watching Ben Affleck trying to solve the Goodwill Hunting equations in real life. This is from Kristen V at Neil Lane. I'm surprised.
Neil Lane.
I'm surprised Shanae even has time to make out with Clayton on this beach. Take two. I'm surprised Shanae even has time to make out with Clayton on this beach date in between scouring the ocean for more shrimp.
Oh, man. That'd be great if she was just out there.
Oh, my God. This is from Santini35. Is the use of other past contestants and hosts like an exposure therapy where they only give us small doses of Jesse Palmer so we'd build up a tolerance to him as a host? They didn't have him host anything.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Oh, my God. Here's Julie at Sass in a Glass. Producers, hope you're over your body image issues from the therapy date, because today we're running around the city in our underwear. Okay. This is from Alexis Weiss at Host Body. I just imagined his swazer is really a one-piece Dickie blazer being worn without an undershirt, and I am finally into Clayton's personal style. She spelled it like sweater blazer.
Oh, wow.
S-W-E-A-Y-Z-E-R.
His
swazer. Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is from B. Perry at Great Bedonia. Slightly tipsy Gabby, full on channeling Jennifer Coolidge, and I'm here for it. This is also from Bay Perry at Great Bedonia. All the ladies sharing their deep traumatic pain. Clayton, one time I was sad because I had a tum tum. Okay, and then. This is from Mrs. Wright at Girl Without a Tat. When all is said and done, Shanae's going to blame her villainy on her alter ego, Ann Coulter. All right, top two. What do you want?
I like shrimp. Scour the ocean.
I like
okay.
Scour the ocean.
Can we like trigger warning and scour the ocean?
I like that one too.
I like
the
how can
one.
I have discretion?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. 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 So these are the final two. This segment contains sensitive subject matter. Viewer discretion is advised. This is from at Jashal. How can I have discretion if I don't know what the subject matter is, you dumb fox?
So aggressive.
Nice and aggressive.
So
right where we need
it. I love it. Or Kristen V at Neil Lane. I'm surprised Shanae even has time to make out with Clayton on this beach date in between scaring the ocean for more shrimp. More shrimp or you dumb fucks? Gareth.
I mean, listen, the shrimp thing worked for me a lot, but if your handle's at Neil Lane, I'm in.
You're going to go for you dumb fucks?
No, for
you're
the
going,
scour in the ocean.
For the scour in the ocean. Lisa, you dumb fucks or scouring the ocean?
Ocean, for sure.
Okay, Padgett.
I'm going with the how can I have discretion, you dumb fucks.
Okay, great. Katie.
Ocean.
Tana.
I'm going to go dumb fuck.
Yes.
Oh, it's tight.
Wait. Who's winning?
Okay, so
Arden,
now.
Yarden I think it's decides. Ocean.
Okay.
Does Arden decide?
No, well, it'll either be a tie. It'll either be a
you
tie.
If it's a tie or a win.
Oh.
I'm going to go at Jash Hall. I gotta go. Wow. I believe it's a tie.
Then it's a tie. Wow.
I believe it's a tie. How can I have discretion if I don't know what the subject matter is? You dumb fucks. It's so good to me. No, you know what?
They're both good.
No, you know what? I'm changing my mind. I'm sorry, Jash Hall is gonna be a winner. Kristen V at Neil Lane. What? The winner is. I'm surprised Shanae even has time to make out with Clayton on this beach date in between scouring the ocean for more shrimp.
Yeah.
That's really makes solid. Me laugh. Okay, you are the winner. You know what? I bet you would get a sleep crown. I bet she'll send you a sleep crown. Email us your address and we'll find out if she'll send you a sleep crown. And that is at Sleep Crown. We'll find out. We'll find out. If not, I'm sorry. Garrett. What would you like to promote, my friend?
Listen to the Dollop Podcast. I'll be on the road doing stand-up. You can go to GarethReynolds.com for that, and then at ReynoldsGareth on all social media.
Lisa Traeger, what do you got, hon?
I'm on the internet at Glitter Cheese. I have podcasts called That's Messed Up, and one is Enemies, and I'm on the road.
Hell yeah, you are. Wow.
Have I updated my website? No.
Nobody.
That's the question.
Nobody updates their website.
I got some dates.
Oh, yeah, you do. okay, and I, Padgett.
I'm very rarely on social media, but it's at Padgett Padgett and at Padgett Padgett Graham because other people took my name. Watch Bird Girl in reruns. If you're in other countries, watch Criminal Minds.
Great.
The episodes I'm in.
It's not available here?
I think they might be airing the other ladies.
Fair enough.
I was replaced by ladies for a few years.
Fair enough.
Because my residuals just, they're not that good right now.
I get it. Okay, great.
You know?
I am at Arden Marine, M-Y-R-A-N, and Anna and I are about to start our summer house run, and then we're going to go into Bachelorette Australia on our Patreon.
Yeah.
And, Dana, what would you like to promote?
I'm just at Anna Hostney on Twitter. Keep tweeting.
To do that, you have to do it by midnight and do hashtag WYATR. Tag both of us. Katie Levine.
Yes, I am at KT_money on Instagram. And one of our listeners, Molly Green, has a greeting card company. We've promoted it before called La Familia Green. She has a bunch of really great Valentine's Day cards, but she made one inspired by the squirrel tables that I have in my backyard.
Oh my God, that's
and
so
it's
cute.
So cute. I took a picture that's of it hilarious. With Tulip, the squirrel that lives in my backyard.
Wow. Do you want to send that to Anna to put on our Facebook page?
And you can go to her Instagram at La Familia Green. Or I think her website is just lafamiliagreen.com and you can buy her greeting card. She has so many good ones.
You know what? I'm going to send Anna also the link to the Sleep Crown discount. To put on our Facebook page. Okay, you guys, what a joy. My name is Arda Marine. Come on, stay safe, wear a mask, do your thing, and we'll see you next time. Okay, bye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. But it feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Accept this rose into your world. Will you accept this rose into your world?
Will you accept this rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.